சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
சாப்டர் 13 வெர்ஸ் 32.
அநாதித்வாத் நிர்குணத்வாத் பரமாத்மாயமவ்யயஹ ஷரீரஸ்தோபி கௌந்தேய ந கரோதி ந லிப்யதே.
லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கன்க்ளூடிங் திஸ் 13th சாப்டர் பை கிவிங் த ஃபலம் ஆஃப் க்ஷேத்ர க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ ஜ்ஞானம் ஆர் க்ஷேத்ர க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ விவேகா. விவேகா மீன்ஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆர் ஜானம். க்ஷேத்ரம் மீன்ஸ் அனாத்மா ஆர் பிரகிருதி. க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா தி புருஷா. க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ ஈஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு புருஷா ஈஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு ஆத்மா. க்ஷேத்ரம் ஈஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு பிரகிருதி ஈஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு அனாத்மா. This discriminative knowledge, whoever receive from his or her own teacher, they are free from sorrow. But it takes lot of time based on their understanding, based on their qualification. If once the listener, the student is qualified, that means சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்ன அதிகாரி இஸ் தேர் அண்ட் குரு டீச்சர்ஸ் சாஸ்திர சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி, தென் இட் இஸ் ஈஸி ஃபார் சச் எ ஸ்டூடெண்ட் டு கிராஸ்ப். வாட் இஸ் தட் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் கிராஸ்பிங்? ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் கிராஸ்பிங் ஐ ஆம் த க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ தி ஆத்மா தி புருஷ சைத்தன்யம் ஐ ஆம் பர்த்லெஸ் அனாதீனர். அனாதி மீன்ஸ் பிகினிங்லெஸ், ஆதி மீன்ஸ் பிகினிங், அநாதி மீன்ஸ் பிகினிங்லெஸ். ஐ தி ஆத்மா தி புருஷா ஆம் பிகினிங்லெஸ். வாட் இஸ் த கரோலரி? சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் பிகினிங்லெஸ் ஐ ஆம் எண்ட்லெஸ் ஆல்சோ. சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் பிகினிங்லெஸ் whatever has got a beginning alone will have an end. Since I, the Atma, am beginningless, I means not this name, temporary name given by my parents. I means not the temporary role I am playing in my family. That is not my real nature. That is only upadhi. It's only role playing. That is my pseudo-I, secondary-I. It is not real. This I, the consciousness, the Purusha, higher I, is my original nature. That consists, existence and consciousness principle I, am beginningless. Before the body emerges out, I was there in the form of Atma. Now also I am there in this body as awareness, the consciousness, when this body is alive here. Even this body goes, it perishes. I continues to exist, but I am not available for transaction. Therefore, I was there, I am here now. I ever will be there in future also, but body was not there previously. 100 years before, body was not there. Only present this body is here. After 100 years it is not going to be there, that is also sure. So this body is only in between. It's like a wave in the waters. It comes and goes, comes and goes. So this body wave is not me. I am like the water content. Anadithvat. Therefore, I am free from all properties. Nirgunatvat. I am propertyless. I am not having either sattva guna or rajoguna or tamo guna. No guna I have. All gunas belong to this body matter, prakriti. Therefore, body is sagunam. But I, the higher consciousness principle, I am nirgunam. Tall, short, fat, thin belongs to the body. I, the Atma, am neither short nor long nor fat or thin. Sukha and dukkha, pleasure and pain also belong to the mind, not to me, the Atma. The pain, suffering, sorrow, peace, shanti, all belong to only mind, manas. Manas shanti, manas ashanti, manasla sukham, dukham, all belong to the mind. Mental properties, they are not my property. Property rundardham. They are not my property. They belong to the body, mind properties. So what is not my property, if I claim, what will happen? They file a case. What is not my property? Why I am claiming body property? I should not claim as my property. Mind properties, I should not claim as my property. So what is not belong to me really? Why I have to claim? So you have to say, body properties are body's properties. Fat, thin, tall, healthy, illness, all belong to the body. Similarly, mind also. Upheavals, mind disturbance, agitation, vacillation, upset, set up, all these are only in the mind. And you watch them, they're happening in the mind. Don't identify with them. You watch them because you have no control. They are bound to come in the mind. You have to experience them as a third person. No choice. No control. You cannot avoid next moment what is going to happen. Totally you don't have control. Totally you don't have control. Maybe 10% you may have control. 10% you may have control. Mosquito is coming and going to bite. You may, so you can say. If you say like this, it goes back and bite. By that time you recognize it suck your blood and goes. Its job is finished. But you have got some pain. You have no total control on your own body. After all, ordinary mosquito, you cannot control. You cannot control bacteria, you cannot control virus. Yesterday I was reading one news. When you are counting the notes, you know, 10 rupee note, 20 rupees, 50 rupees, 100 rupees, 500 rupees, even that is old note, you must be very careful. Lot of bacteria is there on the every old note. It's a big article. Even no medicine to destroy that bacteria. No one can destroy that bacteria which is on the 100 rupees, 500, even 1000 rupee note. That notes which are coming from the hospital, vegetable market, or some other place, or some where so dirty places, if it is coming and transaction coming through those hands, you must be very careful. Now you have fear to touch them. If you touch those nodes, you have to keep a bottle. What bottle? To wash hands bottle. Always one drop you have to put and clean your hands. Even you clean also, that bacteria won't die. That's what they are telling. And many people are getting lot of infections because of those nodes. What can you do? Tell me now. Bacteria, virus, dengue, fever. No? That mosquito, my God, how much it is creating problem. How much we have control on our life. That's why body, mind has got gunas fluctuating. One saving grace is, I am not body, mind. Let it have emptying problems. I take care of to some extent. More than that, I cannot do. Go to hell. Go to hell means what? Suffer. What we have to do? We can't do anything. How child is helpless, you say, small child. How many people are helpless regarding their diseases? Even doctors are helpless. Therefore, so many things are beyond your control. Remember this, I have only limited control, not total control. Therefore, keep yourself, immunization. Immunize yourself. Physical immunity also, that only we know. Physical immunity, some extent you are trying, struggling. Mental immunity comes from where? Mental immunity, strong mind, healthy mind comes only through Bhagavad Gita. Where I am going now to the Bhagavad Gita class. For what purpose? For mental immunization. To wear like a shock absorber. To recognize I am Nirgunaha. Nirgunatvat. Anadithvat. Nirgunatvat. Who am I? Paramatma I am. This self is Paramatma. I, the self, am supreme self only. I am not Jivatma. I am not this temporary, miserable body-mind complex. I am Paramatma alone, avyayaha, never decay, never have declension, at any time, at any place. I, the consciousness, awareness, pure consciousness, awareness, existence, principle, am never decay, never decline, never perish. Avyayaha. Even sarirasthopi, even I am in this body which is perishing, which is having gunas, sagunas, sattvaguna, tamoguna and rajoguna. Apart from that, hunger, thirst, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, so many are there. Such a body-mind complex, I am available here as awareness. Sarirasthopi. Hey Arjuna, sarirasthopi aham avyayaha, I am anadi, I am nirgunaha, sarirasthopi. Just like that crystal, white crystal, when you keep red flower, the redness appears, only appearance. It is not real redness. It is not real redness. Just like you rub to your new painted wall, and get stuck that paint. You have to wash your dress once you get that color to your dress. But crystal is not like that. It is untouched by the red color. But it appears as red. Similarly, I am also like a crystal. Am I crystal or not? You are not crystal. You are like a crystal. I am like a pure white crystal. Body is having gunas, body is having properties, body is having lot of dosha. Janana, marana, vyadhi. All these doshas cannot touch me, the awareness, consciousness. Because I am like a crystal. Even sarirasthopi. People question, Swamini, how can we be free when we are in this body? That's why Lord Krishna says, Sarirasthopi Kaunteya, you are anadi nirgunam avyayaha. You are Paramatma only. Na karoti na lipyate. Na karoti means I am akarta. Na lipyate means I am abhokta. I am not the doer really. I am not really the experiencer also. I am not the real experiencer, not the real doer. As though doer, as though experiencer. As though. Everything is as though. But we are taking as though as real or real. Yesterday I saw one board. Brain or brain. And now the brain or brain. If your son or a daughter want to get a nice brain to study well, make them to join in our tuition and artham. Apadam na purinchite. Just I am coming by car, just I saw brain or brain. Idenna paan. See how to attract the people. Brain or brain. Na. Like that, here also, real or real. They are all belong to the body of mind complex. You are birthless, you are deathless, you are beginningless, you are the Supreme Self. You are that Atma Swarupam, not doer, not the experiencer. Therefore, I am free from internal differences, I am free from external differences. Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Bheda, Rahitaha. That 3 points Lord Krishna presented in 3 shlokas. First, Sajatiya Bheda, he refuted through 30th shloka. Prakritya eva karmani. All karmas are done by the body, which is made out of prakriti. 30th shloka indicates, I am Sajatiya Bheda Rahitaha. 30th shloka. Bheda is negated. Sajatiya Bheda. Body alone is doing. I am not doing. There is no second Atma. Sajatiya Bheda is not there. Only Prakriti is doing. I am not doing in any body, in anybody. Because I, the Atma, I am only one. No second species. Like Atma. Second Atma, Randavad Atma, Moodavad Atma. And the Madri, like human beings, it is not there. Sajatiya Bheda negated. Then Vijatiya Bheda negated in 31. Yatha Bhuta Prathak Bhavam. This sloka, Lord Krishna negates Vijatiya Bheda. There is no Vijati, Atma, Prakriti. Atma belongs to one species. Prakriti belongs to another species. But don't count the Prakriti as a second entity. It is mithya. It is unreal. Therefore, there is no Vijatiya Bheda also. Like human beings and monkeys. And the Tani Tani Vijati Bheda. Plant kingdom, animal kingdom, human species. All are Vijati. Manushya Jati, Vriksha Jati, Pakshi Jati, Pashu Jati. Adi Madri. Prakriti varu jati, Atma varu jati, rundu jati irukka anna. Unnu kadeyadu. What about this Prakriti? It is mithya. It is unreal. It doesn't exist separate from Atma. So therefore, Vijatiya Bheda ruled out. What about Swagata Bheda, internal differences? That is also negated in this loka 32. Anadithvat, nirgunatvat. There is no Swagata Bheda also. Internal differences are also not there. With this, this shloka is over. Now we go to the next shloka. So, nakaroti nalipyate asangaha ityarthaha. 33.
Yatha sarvagatam saukshmyat. Akasham no palipyate. Akasham no palipyate. sarvatravasthito dehe. Tathatmanopalipyate.
Very important shloka. Lord Krishna comparing this Atma, the Kshetrajnaha or the Purusha, with Akasha. Akasha means space. Space and Atma both are very close in the sense both are having lot of common features. That is why many people recommend Akasha Dhyanam, Chandogya Upanishad. Other Upanishads recommend Taittiriya Upanishad, Akasha Dhyanam. Why Akasha Dhyanam? Since it is very close or similar to Atma, therefore you try to understand first Akasha. Then you can understand Atma easily. What are the common features? First we will see, then we will go to the shloka. The first stage of teaching, now Akasha I will explain, then I come to Atma. Space, what we are experiencing, the space is available in this hall. In this hall it is available. Therefore, we say the space in that griham, it is there, antaratvam is there. Antaratvam means inside there is a space. First stage of teaching. Now we are all sitting here in this hall. You are sitting in the hall or in the space? In the space, which space is in the hall? That is why you don't say, I am sitting in the space. You say, I am sitting in the hall. But actually, really speaking, where you are sitting? Space only. But what the statement we are using? I am sitting in the hall. Therefore, antara tamatvam. Antaratvam. It is inside. Now, where is space? Space is inside. When you enter the hall, you see there is space to sit or not. There is space in the hall. You sit. You come and sit. So space is there in the hall. So antaratvam. Does it mean there is no space outside? There is space outside also. How you have come from in the space only? In the space only you have come. There is space, lot of space. You have come from there into the hall where there is space. So space is there in the hall also, space is there outside also. Bahyatvam. So space is there inside the hall and outside the hall. Now you see, one person is sitting or standing outside. Where he is standing, where he is sitting, is there place for him, is there space to him to stand? There is lot of space. That means what? Bahyatvam. Space is there outside also. Now you got 2 points. What are those 2 points? Space is inside the hall also. Space is outside the hall also. Antaratvam, Bahyatvam. Both. What are all there outside? So many are there in the outside space. Planets are there. Galaxies are there. Ocean is there. Stars are there. Trees are there. Other plants are there, so many animals are there, what not, everything is there in the outside space. What are all there in the hall? In the hall also so many things are available, you know very well. Now the third stage of teaching is, this space is the Adhara for all these things to stay, to remain, to exist. What is Adhara? For all of us to stay in this hall, what is this Adhara for us? What is the base support for all of us? Space. So space is Adhara. For all outside objects also staying there because of space. So space is adhara for external objects, space is adhara for internal objects. Internal means in the hall, what are all there because of space only. That is why you talk about the carpet space. Carpet space, how many TV, sofa to dump in that house, how much space is available, you count. So objects are there inside the house, outside the house also. So adharatvam, they're all resting where? And the space only. So first one is antaratvam, second one is vahyatvam, third one is adharatvam, support. Then fourth stage is, can this space is affected by anything in the hall, whatever is there. Suppose in this hall any foul smell comes or any dirt is there, to the wall, to the bulb, fan, nariya alukkirukum, namma fan ke nariya alukkirukke, can that dirt afflict or touch the space? Can this fragrance, jasmine fragrance, can touch the space? Space also konju smell varudhani, can I touch the space? Either foul smell or fragrance, nice smell, both cannot touch the space. Even outside objects also cannot touch the space. That means what? Asangaha, unaffected. Asangatvam, untainted, unsullied. Space cannot be touched by anything, either inside the hall or outside the hall. They cannot touch the space. This is the fourth stage of learning. Then these four stages, once you come, you have to come to the fifth stage, that is Atma. You have to come to that Atma Drishtanta. This is Drishtanta, then come to Atma. Asangatvam, we have said nearly 7 to 8 futures are there, and the periya list irukku, and the list vandu. One more you can add, akhandatvam, asangatvam, fourth feature. Antaratvam, bahyatvam, adharatvam, and asangatvam, and akhandatvam, fifth one. Akhandatvam. Space is indivisible. Space is indivisible. It cannot be divided. This hall has got lot of space. Let me take kunchu space. Enoda veetla konja kammiya irukke. A chunk of place you can cut and take. Mudiyadu. You cannot take. Therefore, indivisible. Akhandatvam. Space is indivisible. Then, space is not changing. Nirvikaratvam. It is never changed. It is as it is. It doesn't have growth or decay, or it never have any sort of vikara, modifications. Nirvikaratvam. Nirvikaratvam. Now come to this Atma Drishtanta. What are those points Lord Krishna want to say? Let us note Atma also. How many akashams are there? How many spaces are there? Only one space. Ekaha. Atma, ekaha. Akash also, ekaha. Point number one. So stages of teaching I have given. Akasha, you have understood. Similarly, Atma is also like that only. It is inside also, it is outside also. Antar bahischa tat sarvam vyapya narayana sthitaha. So, antaha bahihi. Atma is there. You have to understand. Atma is the adhara. All bodies, matter, is existing in Atma. What is that akasha? All objects are in the space, we said. Space is in the hall, space is in the pot, space is in the stomach, But that is not the real teaching. All objects are in the space. Like that, Atma is in that body, in this body, in that body, you should not say. All bodies are in Atma. Adharatvam, substratum, jagat adharam. Just as space is adharam, Atma is the adharam for all nama rupa prapancha. Adharatvam. So ekatvam, space is one, Atma is also one. Similarly, space is inside also, outside also. Atma is also inside the bodies and outside the bodies. Common features. Then Atma is asangaha. Space is asangaha. Space asangaha, Atma is also asangaha. Common feature. Both are common. Space is akhandaha, Atma is also akhandaha, indivisible. Atma can never be divided. Why? To divide something, it must have parts. Niravayavam. Akasha is niravayavam. Akasha doesn't have parts. Therefore, you cannot cut it. You cannot divide it. Similarly, Atma also doesn't have parts. Therefore, you cannot cut. You cannot divide. Niravayavatvat akhandaha. No avayavams, therefore indivisible. Akasha also indivisible. Atma is also indivisible. Asangaha, akhandaha. Then, nirvikaraha, no vikara. Akasha also modificationless. Atma is also modificationless. No jayate, vardhate, viparanamate, apakshiyate, vinashvati, shadvikara, rahitaha. Atma. So, nirvikaram. Both of them are nirvikaratvam is there. Then another future, sukshmatvam, subtle. Atma also very subtle. It doesn't have a form. Arupatvat sukshmam. It doesn't have a form, therefore it is subtle. Sukshmatvam, intangible, invisible. Are you seeing the space? Kannuk theriyuma? Theriyadu. Similarly, Atma also is sukshmam, niravayavatvat, avayava rahitatvat, arupatvat. No rupa is there, therefore Atma is ever the same, nirvikaram, sukshmam. Then last point, achalatvam. Space never moves. Achalam, it never moves. Atma also never moves. Now you move the pot, suppose there is a space in the pot. As the space is moving, dhyayativa, lelayativa, as the moving, space is moving or pot is moving? Pot is moving. Once a pot is moving, the movement of the pot I superimpose upon the space. Space cannot move. Similarly, I, the Atma, am in this body, pot-like body. When this body moves, I am superimposing this chalanavatvam, chalanam of this body upon the Atma. Really, Atma is not moving. Atma cannot move. Why? All pervading sarvagatatvat. That point also you have to write. Akasha is sarvagataha, all pervading, all pervading. Similarly, Atma is also, Akasha is all pervading. It is there in the stomach. All pervading also. Atma is all pervading and all pervading sarvagatam. Therefore, achalam. How many common features are there? Then Atma, Akasha itself Atma na cholalame. Why can't we say Akasha itself is Atma? No, no, no. There are two uncommon features. Akasha is jadam, inert. It is prakriti. It is prakriti's modification. Energy converted into matter. Matter can be convertible into energy. Both are matter. So, Akasha is jadam, inert, and Atma is sentient. Chetanam. Therefore, difference is there. Therefore, space cannot be Atma. Second difference, Akasha has got birth. It has got dissolution also. At the time of Srishti, it is born. At time of Pralaya, it disappears. Srishti is there. Alivu irukke. One Sanskritam padam, one Tamil padam. Okay. So it has got birth and death. But Atma is free from birth and death. So difference is there. So common features only you have to understand. Don't say space is Atma. Because of two uncommon features, space is not Atma, like Atma. Because many common features are there. Now look into the shloka. I hope you can understand now easily. Yatha sarvagatam saukshmyat akasham na upalipyate. In the previous shloka, Krishna said, na karoti na lipyate. Whoever knows this kshetram and kshetrajnaha separately, distinctly, they will never be afflicted by anything. How is it possible? You understand the space. That's why he is giving the example. Understand the space. Everything is happening in the space, but nothing is afflicting the space. Akasham na upalipyate. The space is not afflicted, not sullied, not disturbed, not touched by anyone, anything in the creation. Like that. Yatha sarvagatam all-pervading, saukshmyat, subtle, because it is invisible, intangible. How you are able to understand the space, tell me now. Are you seeing the space? No. Are you touching the space? No. Are you smelling the space? No. என்னதான் தெரியறதுன்னா ஒன்றுமே தெரியல சுவாமி. Can we say that space is not there? Because I am not able to see, I am not able to touch. You cannot say. Why? You are not dare to say, because you have come and sit. Because there is space, that is why you are sitting. Some people say space is shunyam, voidness. It is not shunyam, it is not absent. Abhava padarthaha na. It is a bhava padartha. It is a bhava padartha. It is there. Otherwise, how can you sit here if it is not there? I am not seeing. Okay, you are not seeing. Suppose you say it is not there. Between that wall and this wall, distance is there or not? Between that right side wall and left side wall, is there distance? Distance is there. The distance to exist, there must be space. Since there is distance, there must be space. You have to understand like that. Don't say, I am not seeing the space, therefore there is no space. That distance is not there, what will happen? Distance is not there. Both walls are together, suppose. Both walls are together. What will happen to you, you know? You will be crushed. You can't be in the place here. So distance is there. Because of the distance only you are able to sit here. Because you are sitting here, Akasha is there. You are neither seeing, nor touching, nor experiencing through your eyes or anything. No way to see the space. At the same time, you cannot say it is a non-existent entity. It is very much existent entity, saukshmyat. It is very, very subtle. You cannot comprehend with your sense organs. Saukshmyat akasham, because it is subtle, it is untainted. Na upalipyate means asangaha. Saukshmyat means sukshmatvam, sarvagatatvam. Sarvatra avasthitaha dehe tatha atmana upalipyate. Just as the space is all pervading, not touched by anything, not disturbed by anything. Similarly, tatha, similarly, atma, the self or the purusha or the kshetrajnaha, sarva avasthitaha dehe. In this deha, this atma is there. In this hall, everywhere space is there or not? In this hall, whole hall, this space is there. Similarly, in this whole body, atma is there. In the form of awareness, consciousness. At the same time, this atma is not touched by the death of the body, birth of the body, disease of the body, old age of the body, cannot touch the atma. It is there in the body. Sarva tra dehe avasthite api. Similarly, it is not touched by the mind, also raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. It is not touched. Atma is not touched by that also. Sarvatra avasthitaha dehe tatha atma na upalipyate akashavat. Atma also not sullied or tainted or afflicted. Na sambadhyate ityarthaha. It is not touched by the body, mind, complex and its properties. Therefore, in Vishnu Sahasranama also, Vishwadharam, we say, Gagana Sadrisham. Afterwards, you don't take adalla sagunam. Meghavarnam, Zubhangam, alla sagunam. And the first two words, Vishwadharam, Gagana Sadrisham. This Atma is Adhara for this entire Vishwam. It is just like Gagana Sadrisham. Sadrisham means like. Gagana means Akasha. It is just like Akasha. Gagana Sadrisham. We go on chanting thousands of times, might have chanted. Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham, Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham. To understand that Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham, you have to study Bhagavad Gita. You have to survive second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter, fifth chapter, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, twelfth. All you have to survive. 13th chapter, when you come only, you understand what Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham. Therefore, chanting is different, understanding is different. Na lipyate. Next shloka, 34.
Yatha prakashayatyekah. Krishnam lokamimam ravihim. Kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam. Prakashayati Bharata.
Now another example, very close example, is Surya Prakashaha, the light, the brilliance. Yatha Ekaha Prakashaha Imam Lokam Krishnam Ravihi prakashayati. Ravihi means Surya, the sun. Prakashayati illumines. What illumines? Imam lokam, this entire universe. Krishnam, without any place, not leaving any place. Entire universe, sun is illumining, not your sun. Surya, Lord Ravihi, is illumining, prakashayati. Here, this example is taken for consciousness. Previous example, we can take it is for sat. This example is for chit. Just as the sun is illumining the entire universe, the chaitanyam, the consciousness principle, is illumining the entire universe. Illumining means what? I, the consciousness, am giving existence to entire universe. I am the observer, I am the knower, I am the experiencer. Every external object is proved because of me, the observer. Every object in the world is proved. It is existent. It is proved. By whom? By the observer. The subject. The object is proved by the subject. If I am aware of that object is proved, existent. If suppose any object is there, it is not known by anyone at any time, either in the past, in the future. யாருக்குமே தெரியாதன்னு அந்த பொருள் இருக்குமா? We don't accept that type of object. It is not known to anyone previously. It cannot be known at all. That object is not there. So every object, either it has to be experienced by someone, by at some place, at some time, in the past, or it has to be experienced by someone at some time in future. Illaya? Therefore, every object, it has to be proved, it is there. The object can be proved only by the subject. The subject, I, the observer, gives or lends that existence. It is there, it is there. So I am conscious of. I, the observer, am lending existence to that. அது இருக்க இருக்குன்னு சொல்லணும்னா, proved by me, without me, it doesn't have its own existence. Now you see, kshetram kshetri tatha. Tatha, kshetram, this body, whole world, kshetri, kshetragnyaha. Kshetragnyaha, just as the sun illumining the entire universe, similarly the kshetragnyaha, the purusha, the atma, the observer of entire kshetram. Krishnam kshetram, kshetri prakashayati. Prakashayati means proves its existence. Without the subject, who will talk about the object? Without the subject, I, who will talk about the object? Object can be discussed, described. The description can be given only by the subject. I, the subject, am kshetri. I, the subject, am kshetri. The object is kshetram. So kshetram is paratantram. Kshetri is swatantram. Kshetram is paratantram. Object is depending upon me, the subject, to prove its existence. Object is depending upon me, the subject, to prove its existence. But I, the subject, is not depending upon anything to prove my existence. So to see you are there in the class, I have to depend upon the eyes. Eyes are pramana. So the object who is there sitting, that to know the object, this pramanam depends upon the pramanam, the eyes. I have to use my eyes. Otherwise, I cannot know. But to know I am there in the class, I am sitting in the class or not, which pramanam I have to use? I need not depend upon any pramanam. Therefore, I am swatantram. I am swatantram because I need not be proved by any pramanam, whether I exist or not. I am self-proven. I am self-evident, self-proven. I need not depend upon anything. Therefore, this kshetri, the observer who is self-proven, not depending upon anything, is satyam. The object which is depending upon the subject is mithya. So whatever I am seeing, the object belongs to matter. Matter is mithya. Subject, I, the Brahman, Purusha, Kshetrajnaha, is satyam. Brahma satyam, jagan mithya. That is the meaning. Next shloka, Lord Krishna concludes.
Kshetra kshetrajnayorevam. Antaram jnana chakshusham. Bhutat prakruti moksham cha. Bhutat prakruti moksham cha. ஏ விதுர்யாந்தி தே பரம்.
So this is the philosophical way of understanding. No, importance of this mantras, shlokas are only philosophical way. Okay. Kshetra kshetra gnayoho evam. Evam means in this manner. In this manner, kshetra kshetra gnayoho antaram. The difference, the distinctive nature. The eight points I told you, no, previously also. This is prakriti is savikaram, atma is nirvikaram. Like that you have to take all prakriti purusha differences. Antaram evam jnana chakshusha, those who have wisdom eyes, jnana chakshusha kshetra kshetra gnyoho evam jnana chakshusha bhuta prakriti mokshancha. They understand through their jnana chakshu. That is why it is called agnya chakram. Agnya chakram means asamantat jnayate. Third eye. You cannot see this atma through your fleshy eyes. You can not understand this is fleshy eyes. You can understand only through jnana chakshu. Jnana chakshu is opened only when you come to Gita class. Not rubbing here. Some people sit and rub, go on rubbing. If you rub here, you get only pain. Not jnana chakshu. Study Bhagavad Gita systematically, only jnana chakshu comes. What is jnana chakshu? Bhuta prakriti moksham. Moksham means here free from material, free from matter. Moksham. Bhuta prakriti means, bhuta means elements. Prakriti means maya. That maya which is the cause for five elements. Therefore, bhuta prakriti moksham. This atma is free from this maya prakriti. Moksham free from this material. Moksham, ye viduhu, whoever knows with their wisdom eye, ye viduhu. Gita students anartham. Ye viduhu, those who ever understand in this manner, kshetra kshetrajna vibhaga yoga or purusha prakriti vibhaga or atma anatma vibhaga, whoever understands. Param, te param yanti, they attain moksha. Videha Mukti. They attain Jivan Mukti. I am ever Muktaha. I was Atma. I am Atma. I ever will be Atma. All bodies are coming and going in me. Just as Hanuman said, Deha Buddhyatu Dasoham Jiva Buddhyatva Damshakaha Atma Buddhyatva Mevaham Iti Me Nischitamatihi. Hey Rama, from body standpoint, you and I are different. I am a dasaha to you. Deha buddhyatu dasoham. Jiva buddhyatu twadamshakaha. From the jiva standpoint also, I am a part of you. Amshakaha. But what is real? Atma buddhyatu twameva aham. From atma buddhya standpoint, I am you, you are me. This is my knowledge. Do salute to Hanuman, that's all. Jnani. He knows Dvaitam also. He knows Vishishtadvaitam also. He knows Advaitam also. Adukada Hanumanukku vadamala podanu. Puriyirudha. Therefore, bhuta prakriti mokshancha param yanti. Param means the supreme. Attain the supreme means recognize themselves as Atma Swarupam. Anartham. Bhuta Prakriti Moksha means free from avidya, maya. Avidya, Aidi Purushaha or Kshetrajnaha, I am free from this matter or avidya or prakriti or maya. Knowledge of Brahman is called disappearance of. Moksha means disappearance. Disappearance of what? Maya. Disappearance of prakriti. Disappearance means not really disappearing. You falsify. You don't give reality. That is called moksham here. You take out the reality from the body-mind complex. How to take out, Swaminiyan? Munja ishikavathu. And the grass la or white part irukum adu eppadi edukka mudiyana romba kashtam edukkum bodhu kaiyalla nasam kashtama irukum konjam sometimes you get hurt also you have to carefully bhagavad gita class ku vandi ukkanditaana carefully and the guruve solli kudupar mullama vanda purinja okay idella possible with this lord krishna concludes that is the meaning here paramartha tattvam brahma tattvam an artham here param means paramartha tattvam brahma tattvam yanti means nah punah deham prapnoti he will not get body again even body comes also it is like a bubble like a wave in me it appears body cannot afflict me touch me not I am, touch me not. No. Asparsha yoga. Asangoham, asangoham, I punah punaha. With this, Lord Krishna concludes. Om Tat Sat.
Om Tat Sat.
Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su. Upanishad Su. Brahma Vidyayam. Yoga Shastri Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Kshetra Kshetra Jnya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Trayodasho Dhyayah Thus ends the 13th chapter titled Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogaha or Purusha Prakriti Vibhaga Yogaha.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om